Okay, yeah. We are still early, yeah? So we can maybe spend a little bit of time, yeah? Having a little bit of this sharing. So this one, I think you all should thank Brother Tiong and Padmasuri, yeah? The cover, they did it up very nicely. Yeah? Then the whole book, we hope to get it ready before Chinese New Year. Yeah? And this one, you when you go through the whole of the what they call Heart Sutta compilation, when you read through, I tell you, your heart will rejoice at anything, because the Dhamma is so beautiful. So, I should say, incredible, like everything is meant to be. I didn't even know that it can turn out like that. Until I was reading through it again as a whole book. I say, last time I only one chapter, then we did the sharing. But then after the whole compilation came out, you're really amazed by what was inside there. Yeah. But because it was shared over a year, and you get to summarize all of this understanding into just one book that we compile, that will save you a lot of time. And it will bring forth the condition for you to develop the faith and really, really penetrate the Dhamma. Yeah, everything that I teach before the Bodhisattva way, almost everything is here. All the things that I need to share with you, they are all captured inside this Heart Sutta notes. And some of it are very nicely repeated because of the way the question come about. Then it's answered in a very specific way, which is quite different from the normal way. That's why it brings out the understanding, the meaning, and it's very penetrative. Just now I just discussed a bit with Brother Tiong and Padmasuri. Maybe I will read to you. This one is on the Huineng, the sixth patriarch. You remember the sixth patriarch, Huineng, before he became the sixth patriarch, the Shen Xiu wrote a poem. In Mandarin is what? Sheng Shi Pu Ti Su, Xing Zhu Ming Jing Tai. Shi Shi, how to read this one? Shi Shi, what? False. Qin Fu Shi. Then? How to pronounce? Lu. Wu what? Oh, Wu Shi De Chen Ai, so that no dust can align. So the meaning of the poem was very good. You see, our body is like a bohi tree. The mind is like a mirror bright on a stand. Polish until it shines so that no dust can align. So this is the Theravada teaching about cultivating this mind. That's why you have to train the mind. Cultivate this mind until it's ever mindful. But this is not your true mind. So that's why since you, like the fifth patriarch say, you have reached the gateway of enlightenment. But because you cannot penetrate that nature, you don't know how to go in. You cannot develop the understanding of that true nature, that true mind. So that's why, because of that, you will continue to do this. Because the mind still have duality. The mind still want to be pure. Thinking that if you can avoid all evil, do good, then you can become enlightened. Avoiding all evil and doing good is more for karmic side, to take care of your karma. But the real cultivation is to transcend duality, to transcend all of this creation that mind make. So what Shen Xiu did was, he thought he understood the form and mind. Because he knew this body is like a bohi tree. You know what is a bohi tree? Tree of enlightenment. So this body, like what the Buddha mentioned in the Dhammapada, along with perception, mindfulness and thought, the Buddha said, you can proclaim the Four Noble Truths. Means within this phantom land body, along with perception, thought and mindfulness, he can proclaim the cause of arising of the world, the cessation of the world. Oh, sorry, he proclaimed the world, means first noble truth, then the cause of arising of the world, then the cessation of the world, then the path that leads to the cessation of the world. So this is what he understood, because within this phantom length body, the four foundations of mindfulness, they are all there for you to cultivate. That's why you have the physical body, kaya, you can do kaya nupassana. You have feeling that arise, you can do vedana nupassana. Then you have what they call chitta, or the mind. So you can do the chitta nupassana, which is mindfulness of the content of consciousness. Then all the dhamma are within this form of mind, because how you know the world, how you interact with the world, how when your mind arises, everything comes to be. So all dhamma come from this mind. So because of that, the four foundation is there. So he knew this body is very important, form of mind is very important. But he mistaken the mundane mind for the true mind. He said this mind is like a mirror bright on a stand, because he always holding it, understand, from a point. Then he say polish until it shine so that no dust can arise. So he has to every day also, very diligently, very mindfully, means create the own duality, then try to do away one side of the duality. Means he is ever mindful. He just want to avoid all the evil roots. Then go after all the pure state. Thinking that is the criteria for enlightenment. But just like the fifth patriarch said, he said, you haven't seen that nature yet. That's why you cannot understand. You are at the gate. Actually, you actually can go in already. But you cannot understand what that thing is. Because that one, no need do anything. No effort, nothing. That thought must cease. Is it? So Hui Ning, who already has the understanding of the true mind, that's why he has straight away wrote another poem. He said, Bohi is not a tree. So, Puti Peng Wu Su. It was never a tree. Then Ming Jing Yi Fei Tai. Means the mirror, bright and the stand, that was not the true mind. That is the mundane mind. The true mind got nothing of this one. It don't reflect anything. It is actually the unborn, uncreated one. It got nothing inside there. But it's capable of everything. Then the third stanza is even more beautiful. 本来无一物, originally, there was nothing. Before you create duality, there was nothing. No right, no wrong, no pure, unpure, no defilement and good. But all this come about because you have a mundane mind that create duality. Then when duality come into being, you try to remove one side. You cannot. Because when you create one side, the other side manifests. Understand? So if you keep one side, the other side also must die. But he cannot understand. That's why he keep on doing good, purifying the mind. Then the dust, or what they call defilement, the dust to him is defilement, so that no dust can arise, so that he doesn't tolerate any amount of negativity. So Hui Ning said, originally there was nothing. 本来无一物，何处惹尘埃? Then where can the dust alight? Because there is no mind to hold, to create. So that true mind is beyond thought, beyond word, beyond creation. So there is nothing. So that's why after that, the fifth patriarch knew. Then he go and, I think, visit him at the, what they call, the kitchen there, where he was pounding the rice. Then he asked Hui Ning, he said, how long have you been doing that? He said, Hui Ning said, quite some time already. Then he asked Hui Ning, is the rice ready? Means after you pound, the heart supposed to go, then you're supposed to get the rice. So Hui Ning replies, ready long ago, only waiting to be sieved. See, he very wise. Then fifth base player knocked on the mortar 3 times with his stick and left. So knowing what the fifth base player meant, in the middle of the night at the third watch, Huineng visited the fifth base player. You listen to this. The night master Hong Ren, which is the fifth base player, received Huineng in his abode, and expounded the Diamond Sutta to him. When he came to the passage, to use the mind, yet be free from attachment or any attachment. So this part transformed Huineng, and Huineng came to great enlightenment. So I repeat, the Diamond Sutta says, to use the mind, yet be free from all attachment. Just like that, one stanza, Huineng came to great enlightenment. Then Huineng was full of joy. You know what he said? All Dhamma, is it, are inseparable from the Self Nature. Then he exclaimed, how amazing that the Self Nature is originally pure. How amazing the Self Nature is unborn and undying. How amazing that the Self Nature is inherently complete, perfect. How amazing that the Self Nature neither moves nor stays. How amazing that all Dhammas came from this Self Nature. So because of that, he became greatly enlightened. Then Hong Ren told him, he said, if anyone who can recognize the true mind, the original mind, and the great nature, or original nature, he is called a great man, teacher of man and God, and a Buddha. Then after that, he passed the robe and begging bowl as a symbol of the Dhamma seal of sudden enlightenment to Huineng. So this part was very beautiful, isn't it? To use the mind, yet not to attach, not to have any attachment. You remember what I shared with you or not? What is this form of mind? It's a vehicle for you to use, a tool. It's karmically conditioned now. It's not you. So use it. Do not be deluded by it. So use it without attachment means you understand both sides. The mundane and the supramundane. The conditioned world and the unconditioned. The conditioned world follow a separate set of nature's law. They got law of karma that recognizes relationship. The unconditioned world, when you penetrate through emptiness, he know you, he know me. You know? There is nothing inside there. No word, nothing. Everything is just the way it is. But it is there that everything comes to be. This is the source of all things, and yet it is nothing. That's why living being cannot understand. Cultivator cannot understand. They cannot penetrate. That's why even Pamasuri just now asked me this question, which is very good. He said, I also read the Heart Sutta. Diamond Sutta. He said, Diamond Sutta say when you do any offering, you must do like there is nobody doing. There is non-self. Nobody doing. Then, when you give, you must also understand that there is nobody who to receive. Then you say, I'm very confused, I cannot understand. Nobody to give, nobody to receive, do it for what? So what is your understanding? What is your understanding? Then why do you make offering? Why do you make offering? Who do? Who make? we have to start already. Okay, we continue after. We already late by 5 minutes. Okay, pause that thing. Both physical and mental suffering. Feel the body and mind without suffering. May it too be free from all harm and danger. May it too be without any enmity, without any ill will or trouble. May its mind state be beautiful, free of negativity, free of fear, worry, anxiety. May there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within their hearts. Then you can radiate this same loving kindness to your loved one, somebody close to you. Can be your parents, your good friend, your brothers and sisters, or somebody whom you have affinity with that you would like to radiate well-being and happiness to. May my loved ones too be well and happy, well and happy. May it to be free from all suffering, free from all mental and physical suffering, free from all harm and danger. May its mind state to be without enmity, without ill will and untrouble. May it keep itself happy and peaceful always. May there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within the hearts. Then you can radiate this same love and metta to all beings within this vicinity. May all beings within this vicinity, known and unknown, seen and unseen, together with all the Dhamma friends and Kayamitas, be well and happy, well and happy. May their mind states too be free from all enmity, ill will and untrouble. May it too keep themselves happy and peaceful always. May they all too be free from all suffering, both physical and mental suffering, free from all harm and danger. May there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within their hearts. Then you can continue to radiate this same loving kindness or metta. May all beings within the whole of Putrajaya, Selangor, Malaysia, Southeast Asia, Asia, and Mother Earth, and all beings within the solar system, our galaxy, our Milky Way, and the whole universe, may they all too be well and happy, well and happy. May their mind states too be free from all negativity of thought, without enmity, without ill will and untrouble. May they always keep themselves happy and peaceful always. May they all too be free from all suffering too, both physical and mental suffering. May they all too be free from all harm and danger too. May there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within their hearts. By now you should be more calm and more peaceful. Then you come back to your facial muscle, you feel relax every part of the facial muscle. Then you sweep your mind down to your neck, feel relax, shoulder, feel relax, hands, feel relax, then back to shoulder, feel relax. Then you sweep it down to your chest or heart area. Silent your mind, just feel, then relax every part. You can detect any vibration or heartbeat, then you just silence your mind and just stay with it. If you are new, still not sensitive, then it's okay. You just relax the body and mind, entire heart area. Like you feel your forehead, now you feel your chest area. Just feel it soothingly, relax. Then you move your awareness or attention down to your stomach, feel the same. Just feel and relax, don't think. Then you move it down to your abdomen, do the same, feel, relax. Then buttock, feel, relax. Leg, feel, relax. Then you can reverse this whole mind sweeping method. From the leg, you feel, you relax. Then buttock, you feel, you relax. Abdomen, you feel, you relax. Stomach, you feel, you relax. Then the heart area, stay there for a while, feel, silence your mind and relax into it. You can detect any heartbeat or any vibration, you just stay there, just silent, no need to know anything. then the mind will become very quiet, very peaceful, and very still. For those who are still new, you are not sensitive, it's okay. You continue to move your attention up to your shoulder. Feel, relax. Hand, feel, relax. Back to shoulder. Then neck, feel, relax. Facial muscle, feel, relax. Then your eye muscle, feel, relax. And your forehead, feel, relax. By now you should be more calm and more peaceful. Yeah? Then that mind which is more calm, you have to stabilize it so that this calmness or this tranquility or stillness can be maintained, so that the mindfulness or the attentiveness, the silent mind, can be extended until it's very stable. To do this, the Buddha has recommended a very skillful method or technique that can help you. He called it anapanasati. Anapana is in and out breath. Sati is mindfulness. So anapanasati is just training your mind to be mindful of your in and out breath. So like you feel your forehead, now you feel your breathing. You just maintain attention or awareness in front of your nostril. Then allow the breathing to go on naturally. Breathe out and breathe in naturally. The moment your mind can be aware or detect that breathing, then allow the breath and the mind to move as one. When the mind and the breath can move as one without thought, that is mindfulness of it. So like the Buddha said, breathing in, the mind is aware. Breathing out, the mind is aware. You just continue to train your mind in this way. If you are new, then your mind may wander off very fast because you cannot maintain awareness or attention on the breathing. This mind that has been so heedless for so long with all the mental hindrance, it will wander off. But don't worry, every time it wanders off, be patient, just bring it back. Go back and maintain awareness again. Feel, then allow the breath to move together with the mind. Every time it wanders off, patiently return to the awareness of in and out breath. If you are patient and you train it long enough, it will stabilize. Then, not too long, this mindfulness of the in and out breath, they will start to become more and more clear and more stable. So when this happens, the mind that is aware without thought is very peaceful. You will experience a type of spiritual calmness or spiritual peace that the Buddha called piti. Piti will arise. And when piti arises, your mind state is very, very calm, very peaceful. And there is a lot of what they call rapture or happiness within the mind. So you continue to allow this anapanasati to stabilize, then continue to relax into it and maintain awareness. Then this piti will become more and more refined until later on it will accumulate into what they call sukha. Sukha is a very blissful state, a very much more refined state than piti. Then when you experience sukha, there is a lot of bliss and you will like to meditate. Because this mind state is very difficult to come by, and it makes you feel very good, very peaceful, very blissful within your calm mind, peaceful mind. Then you continue to relax into it and silen your mind. Until later on, all the breathing will become very subtle, like no more breathing. Then during that time, do not panic. Do not do anything else, just silen your mind and stay with the breathing. The breathing has become very subtle until like it's too fine for you to detect. But if you continue to relax into it and just silent and don't do anything, then this silence will start to stabilize. Then from sukha, it will transform into a very quiet state of paucity. Paucity is the tranquility of mind, stillness of mind, the silent mind, without any what they call bliss or rapture, means the mind has stabilized, become very quiet, very silent, very still. And this is the meditative mind. This is what the Buddha called pausati, the silent mind, meditative mind that can understand clearly whatever that is going on within your own form and mind. So I will allow you to continue to train yourself, develop this anapanasati until it's stabilized. Then continue to relax into it and maintain silence to understand clearly what is going on, how your mind functions, how your senses allow your mind upon contact to arise consciousness. And when consciousness come to be, you will also be aware of what is going on within your own mind. Then you will start to develop more and more understanding of who you are, what you are, and what can your mind do, and how it functions, how they arise the various types of consciousness. Then through your views and opinion and your conditioning, how you react to it and how your mind stir and develop all those various mind states. Then you also come to understand clearly how this mind can be trained until it is very peaceful, very calm, very quiet, from a heatless state into a heatful state. Then when the mind is peaceful and calm, there is a lot of joy, there is a lot of happiness, there is a lot of pity and sukha. Then when you reach pausati, it means your mind is already in a state of awareness. Means technically this mind don't need any object of meditation. You can just stay there, peaceful and calm. Then this mind is very sensitive. Very, very sensitive. Wherever you locate this mind, it can detect many, many things. If you can move it to your heart during that time, then you will be very surprised. You can detect your own heartbeat or vibration within every point that you locate your mind, without even having to use the stethoscope, just silence your mind. It has this capability of detecting all this. So during that time, just allow the mind to be aware of whatever that is going on. Then let it stabilize until it's very quiet, very peaceful. Such a mind can meditate. It can understand many, many things. Okay, I will stop here. Then I will ring the bell after about another 15 minutes. Then we will continue.
Mm-hmm.